Body and chrome wipe down.
Oh, this is so incredibly special. We might as well put in a rain date. How about Sunday, February 19th?
Okay, but for now, we're talking Sunday, February 12th. Wave a day at Mr. Wash. Don and Mike schlepping at a car wash in Alexandria, Sunday from noon till 2.
Yes, all super washes only $1.05 during our appearance.
Bye.
Doing business is pleasure with Pal at Fair Oaks Dodge.
My pal Larry at Fair Oaks Dodge says his special sale is winning a lot of smiles with 10 to 30% savings on every Dodge in stock. Folks who need lots of space can't help but grin at the savings on caravans and trucks. Families enjoy the big savings on family cars like Dynasty and the new Dodge Spirit. And sports car fans are real happy about the savings on Shadows and Shelby Daytonas. Now, Larry's cut the prices, but it's a limited-time offer. So hurry over to Fair Oaks Dodge, where the standard 7-year, 70,000-mile new car warranty gives you another reason to smile.
Your smile goes far in a brand-new car. You're a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge.
Route 50 at Route 123, Fairfax City.
Get factory rebates up to $2,000. That's $2,000 factory rebates now at Fair Oaks Dodge. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer.
Nah, buy a car at Fair Oaks Dodge today for no special reason other than it's Friday and it's a great day. It's the end of the week. It's date night.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Mr. Geronimo. How are you this morning?
Fine, so you got a date with that Greek gal again tonight?
Yeah, me and Baklava Zavlaki are going out to the hockey game tonight. We're pretty excited about it.
Is Baklava a hockey fan?
Yeah, well, she said she wouldn't mind going. I don't know if she's a big fan or not, but I'm taking her out to see the game. We're going out. This is our second day, really. We went out to dinner and a movie before.
So, Charlie, did you kiss Baklava?
Yeah. I kissed her goodnight. I kissed her on the cheek. That's all I did, though.
What do you have planned for tonight, Charlie?
I don't know. What do you mean, what do I have planned tonight? What's that supposed to mean, mister?
Charlie, you gonna kiss her on the lips tonight, maybe? Charlie?
Maybe.
You been thinking about it, Charlie?
No, I haven't been thinking about it. I haven't been thinking about it at all. This makes me feel real goofy talking about this.
Charlie?
It really does. I don't want to kiss her around the lips. I want to talk about that.
Hey, Charlie.
I really don't, yes.
How about, are you going to give her any of this?
Oh, no. I'm not going to stick my tongue out. Oh, no. Oh, that is gross.
Don and Mike.
And if I'm lying, I'm buying.
WABA.
Yeah, 6:43 with the Wave of Morning Zoo. You know something we haven't even talked about?
What's that?
Oh, we have a $105 winner coming right up, and your chance to win a Sony Watchman television also here.
Mm-hmm.
For you contest players coming up on WAVA. The jury selection for the Oliver North trial.
Well, the deal is that if they've seen anything or heard anything or read anything about Oliver North, they're disqualified. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
So these are the geniuses that we have deciding this case?
Yeah, if you're an idiot, you'll be able to sit on the jury, okay?
Duh.
Power 105.
Lock it in. Crank it up and write it down.
WAVA.
6:46 with the Wave of Morning Zoo, ready for a phone scan.
Mr. Geronimo?
I want you to start calling right now at 432-WAVA. Yes, Charlie?
Mr. Geronimo, what does this paper mean? What does this say?
Would you get this in the mail, Charlie?
Yeah, it says something about jury.
Charlie, you've been selected for jury duty. Have you ever heard of Oliver North?
Who?
All right, Charlie. You got to go downtown today, Charlie.
Is he the guy that makes Ollie burgers?
No, Charlie. I'm Donald B. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic. And we are sick about it. And a mix of sun and clouds today.
Huh?
WAVA, accurate weather. Mix of sun and clouds today.
Right.
From the cover your butt forecast with a high 35. Low tonight will be 15, then the high tomorrow 44, then the high Sunday 35, but I don't believe any of it. And it's 17 outdoors right now in WAVA land. Got a $105 winner coming up in the next few moments. We're going to be talking about our big car wash appearance, Mike.
Oh, boy!
Yes, that's right. We're going to be at a car wash in Alexandria Sunday.
That's fun. We always like to do that because we get our cars washed for free and we just hang out for 2 hours.
That's the main reason we do it. So we're going to be at the Mr. Wash in Alexandria Sunday, 12 noon, because we are blood-sucking monsters and we will do anything for money.
And we get some free floor mats if we're real nice.
Hello, good morning, WAVA phone scan time. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to commend both of you on the job you did yesterday. I'm a new person from Boston, and I want to tell Mike that I'm also a Red Sox fan.
And they're going to have a tough season, I think, sir.
They certainly are, but we're going to have to stick with them. We've stuck with them this long.
I've listened
to you guys every morning. You did a tremendous job with that Children's Hospital, and if I could talk to Frank or Diane, I have something. I work with hair salons. I sell beauty supplies. We're doing a big hair show coming up, and we're going to donate as much of the proceeds as we can after we pay all our expenses to Children's Hospital. So I wanted to give them the details, and perhaps we can get some, you can talk about it once in a while.
That sounds super. Your hairdresser yourself?
No, I just sell beauty supplies, and we have probably about 400 hair salons throughout Northern Virginia and Maryland coming to this.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Do you use the beauty supplies that
Absolutely.
You sell? Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. I got to shampoo my hair every morning, don't I?
What kind of shampoo do you use?
What do I use?
Yes.
Ricardo. It's called Splash.
Splash!
Oh! Super!
Marvelous!
Let's go Red Fox.
Go Red Fox.
Hey.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Let me talk to Frank, okay?
Oh, you're pushy, aren't you?
Domineering one.
Frank, would you pick up this line, please?
Frankie!
Wipers! Hello, Frank.
Hello, good morning, WAVA. You know, I only started on that guy because he's a Red Sox fan.
I know. Anytime you can kill a Red Sox fan on the air, no problem at all.
Hey, hello. Good morning, WAVA.
Good morning.
Hello, my friend.
I heard you two talking about Merv Griffin and how you thought he made a mistake on hiring that guy for the new daytime show on Rule of Fortune.
Oh, Rolf Benerska. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I just thought you'd like to know that he doesn't own most of Merv Griffin's enterprises anymore. He sold most of it, and for about 5 minutes, he was a trillionaire, and the guy that bought Merv Griffin's enterprise.
What?
For about 5 minutes, he was a trillionaire, and then he did it for a record. And then...
Right, but he's still the president. Son, I saw 60 Minutes, too. But he's still the president of his companies, though. He still runs Merv Griffin Enterprises.
But he doesn't own some of it.
That doesn't matter. He still hand-picked Rolf Benerska.
Right, he still is the president. He still runs it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just doesn't own it.
Okay, well, I just thought you'd like to know. I didn't know you said 60.
I'd take you over my knee. I would take you over my knee if you were here, son. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, my friend. Hi, we're fine.
Good. I was calling about Don about the Runaway Train show yesterday. That guy didn't tell you the whole story.
Oh, that John Voight movie? Let me say that I saw this movie a couple of times on cable and never cared enough about it to watch the end of it. It was on regular TV the other night, and I fell asleep, and John Voight escapes from prison.
Right.
And he gets on this train that's going like 200 miles an hour down a hill.
At least a zillion.
And it's nonstop. It's a runaway train, and I always fall asleep.
That's the whole premise of the movie, that he's on a runaway train?
Right.
Right, and what happened was when the warden finally got on the train, John Voight not only chained him up and everything and beat the pulp out of him, but then he managed somehow with that busted hand and everything to crawl out in the middle of the windstorm, the snowstorm, and detach the other two trains. So that big, tall Irish guy that you'd love, and that girl that looked like she needed to be scrubbed a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, they started hugging each other and fell in love, and like they were going to go off and get married or something.
Wow.
Now, do you know the ending now?
Yeah, well, thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, by the way, about your Ollie Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just two buns of shredded lettuce on it.
Oh, I get it. All right. All right. Thanks, Chucky. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Burkell story.
What, an Edie Burkell story?
Yeah.
All right.
She's from Dallas, and she went to SMU, and she was like an art major or something, and she just hung out in a bar where the New Bohemians were playing, and she got up and asked if she wanted to sing one night, and they said, yeah, and evidently she writes songs like Debbie Gibson. She just cranks them out like one a day, and she's really attractive, and she's, I guess her oral hygiene is great, but she is really attractive.
Is this her brother or something? What's going on?
You sound like one of the Osmonds.
I used to go and watch her in Dallas. And I really feel bad because I used to go and watch it for free, and I have to, like, pay $20.
So you're from Dallas?
I'm from Fort Worth.
Oh, we hate anybody from Dallas. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was just wondering, being fat, white, and Catholic, what are you two giving up for Lent?
Well, based on my sex life thus far, I guess I've given up sex.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. I've given up sex too. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the show yesterday too. It was great.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning, you busy guys.
And incidentally, I haven't given up sex.
I just want to...
Just because I'm giving it up. I'm giving it up because my wife's not giving it up. So that's the reason.
Right. But you can still
She has a pinched nerve in her neck.
But you can still take full credit for it.
Sure, yeah. Sure. All right. So I'll say I'm giving up sex with my wife for Lent.
There you go.
There perfect. You go. It's now perfect. That covers my bases, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, hello, sir.
Yeah, I want to pat you guys on the back for the public service of recognizing how dumb those Signet banks are.
Oh, thank you.
But I do like, I like Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy.
I just think they're a waste of time.
So dumb. If you watch at the end of the ad, they don't even know how to spell their name. It says S-I-G-E-T. The N is missing.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's supposed to be some artsy, crafty logo look.
Siget Bank.
The fact of the matter is, there's
Siget.
No N. It's Siget Bank.
Siget Bank. All right, thank you. Thank you, sir. Hello, WAVA, Nitpick 105. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello, my friend.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you guys have seen heard a radio ad for an airline that takes people to different places in the tropics for the summer. They're talking about sunsets, and they mention a bunch of places, and one of the places they mention is orange sky, orange water in Miami. You know, Miami's on the East Coast, and the sunset's behind the buildings.
Jeez, what the hell are you talking about,
pal? Somebody's thinking too much.
Yeah, you know, hey, we very rarely would say this to a guy, but you are thinking too much.
And you know, the sun comes up and makes it orange as well as going down and making it orange.
Yeah, well, but every place they mention is sunsets.
No, you're thinking too much. You're thinking too much.
You can't. You're telling me, sir, that you can't see a sunset in all of Miami, Florida?
Yes, you can, but it's
that
time.
My point.
All right,
is
then.
Made.
All right, then. Somebody's thinking too much. And listen, are you married?
I'll stop thinking and start drinking.
Are you married?
Yes.
Then you better have dinner on the table at 6 for your wife tonight. All right, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. One more. Last call here, WAVA. Hello.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay,
I'm preparing a little song for the Morning Zoo crew. I wonder if you wanted to hear it.
Oh, I hate speakerphones, though. Do you need the speakerphone to do the song?
Okay, not really.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. I got a little music in the background.
Hello. Get busy, jump around, and have a good time with the Morning Zoo crew on Power 105 with Don, Mike and Boney, David, Hayes, Frank, Murphy, Kim, Diane. They're just the same the way they carry on in the morning time. They're fat white Catholics and the one of a kind. Cause they're made to amaze with a new dance craze. And they prefer Miracle Whip over regular mayonnaise. You wanna rock right now, the problem is that they don't know how. With today's type of music, they really can use it. So kick steps to Don and Mike. You can't refuse it if you don't think so. You know where you can go. Amateurs used to be, but now you're pros. Their science drop. DJs are diminished because they're strong to the finish because they eat their spinach. You know where you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That was great.
Just for you guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye, brother.
Oh, I love rap.
Me too. Homeboy. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I'd be chillin'.
Oh, get down with your bad self.
All right. Gosh, I love mayonnaise. Just wanted to say that. I'm pretty white. I love mayonnaise. I got mayonnaise on everything.
We're into things like lawnmowers.
Riding lawnmowers.
Gas grills.
7 o'clock, WAVA, Arlington, Washington. Oh, and I love wearing the big apron that says, kiss the cook.
Yeah.
When I'm barbecuing outside.
And that big hat that you wear when you're cooking. We both wear.
We are tragically white, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're Catholics. You think we'd have this rhythm thing down,
mm-hmm.
But we don't. We have no rhythm.
No, we're tragically white, and we're going to be that way for quite some time.
It's 7 o'clock at Wava. We got a break for commercials. We're going to come back and try a brand new feature. And somebody's going to win a big prize here with the Don and Mike Slam-O-Rama.
Slam-O-Rama!
Now, did you know that the month of February is the number one month for door-to-door salesmen? Mm-hmm. This is the busiest time of the year because people traditionally are at home during these times. Not many people are on vacation. The weather is bad, so people are inside their homes. Okay? So, since you slam the door on these guys all the time, we figured we'd have the Slam-O-Rama. We'll take the first five or six calls here at 432-WAVA, and what you'll do is take the phone by your front door and slam the door as hard and as loud as you can.
Hardest slam wins a valuable prize?
Absolutely right. That's why we call it
Slam-O-Rama!
All right. Sounds to me like another great idea from WAVA and your chance to win a prize. Slam-O-Rama time, 701.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch.
Where did it all go wrong for Mrs. B?
It's a tragedy, Dom, but, well, things happen, you know.
The last time I saw Mrs. B, she was happily slashing prices in a Christmas ad with Victor Kiam talking mm-hmm. about his shavers.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're going to see Mrs. B just out on the street somewhere and in tatters, probably.
Down with Mitch Snyder.
Yeah.
She say, I used to be Mrs. B.
And people will be going, yeah, yeah, sure you were, lady.
Yeah.
And I'm C as in Roebuck. And it's a 7:06. Our tribute to Bradley's going out of business here on WAVA. At 7:06, David will have news and Kim will have traffic for you in just one moment. Say, Mike.
Yes, Don?
Before we get to the Slammerama, I'd like to mention that I found out where we're going to be this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
It'll be Don and Mike live at the new Mr. Wash Brushless Car Wash in Alexandria.
Right.
At the corner of West Glebe and Mount Vernon Avenue. We'll be there from noon until 2 this Sunday. And if you come in, you get a super wash for only $1.05, and it's normally $13.
I hope I'm there.
Yeah, because Saturday night you will be... Well, now, what will you be doing at the bartender's ball besides...
Nothing, nothing. They told me, I mean...
What you normally do at the bartender's ball.
Right, well, I'm gonna be introducing the headliner band, which is Radiant, which is going to be featured at the bartender's ball. And they said that I'll be doing that at 12 midnight.
Oh, my God.
And now, I don't know if there are any tickets available for this thing, but they wanted me to mention it. It's at the Washington Hilton
Hotel.
You
know, you at midnight.
Yeah. No, I told you, though, I'm going to really, because this goes really late. This thing goes from 8 o'clock till 2:30 in the morning. So
by midnight, you will be Mr. Blotto.
No, Billy will be with me. Billy keeps me in line. So Billy will
will. Oh, yeah, Billy
she
keeps
will.
A real firm leash on you.
That's my goal, okay?
Yeah, you're a kept man by your wife. Oh, yeah.
What? What, you don't think I'm going to behave myself at this thing?
I'm just saying that I've seen you at events with your wife where
I've had a few cocktails.
You're a slave to your friends at the bar more than you are to your wife.
Well, I'm you know, it is the bartender's ball. It really is, and there are some friends of mine that are going to be down there. And
well, but I would say it'll be quite a show at midnight when Mike O'Mara gets up to introduce the band Radiant.
Now, see, now everybody's going to expect me if I make one mistake, and you know, I'll get up there and go, "Hello, how are you?" And now here's the band Radiant.
Well, anyway, what else did you want to say about the bartender's ball?
It's all for good causes. There are a bunch of them. North Capital Neighborhood Housing Incorporated, Sunshine Foundation, Christmas in April, the Frost School, the Tourette Syndrome group. That's Christmas for the Homeless. Lots of different groups that they're benefiting for this. And they raise a lot of money. Last year they raised $70,000 for these worthy causes. And that's what it's all for. And it's a bunch of restaurant people and bartenders.
Now, where is it again?
It's going to be at the Washington Hilton Hotel in the main ballroom. And, of course, midnight, I will be on stage introducing Radiant. Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Okay, well, look for Mike there. I can't make it because Hunter, as you know, is on Saturday night. And that is simply my favorite TV show. 7:08 here at WAVA. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Slam-O-Rama time.
All right.
Slam-a-lama-ding-dong. Who's this, my friend? What's your name?
This is Kevin Case.
And Kevin, where are you from?
I'm from Hyattsville, actually from Florida.
Okay, Kevin, the door that you'll be using?
Is the side door leading into the basement.
Okay, my friend, give it your best slam.
You ready?
Yes, we're ready.
All right, here you go. Well, there goes my window.
Boy, you really sound surprised that you broke your window.
No, not surprised.
Not surprised. No. This was just a little radio stunt, wasn't it? Hold on, stay right there.
We're going to hold on there, sir, okay?
Right.
And please don't walk in any glass. If there's any glass, be careful if there's glass on the floor.
All right, sir, listen, I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I hate doing this so early in the show. I want you to put the phone up to your forehead.
Okay.
All right. You got it there?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, no. Kevin Sorry. Case from Hyattsville's been disqualified.
Hello, good morning, WAVA.
Hi, how are you?
I hope he didn't bite his tongue off. Hi, good morning. I'm great. Who's this?
It's Debbie Avery.
Hello, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
Warrenton, Virginia.
And what door are you going to be using here, Debbie?
My front door.
Your front door. Okay, well, picture that a really sleazy, snotty salesman is out there. Picture any member from the WAVA sales staff is at your door.
And let's play Slam-a-Rama.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Well, that was a solid
slam.
Very nice.
Okay, hold on a second, please. Our judges will rate your slamming ability. Hello, good morning, WAVA.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Rob Harper.
Hi, Rob. What door are you going to be using, sir?
Front door.
Front door. All right. Let her rip.
any damage there, Rob?
The walls.
All right, hold on a second. That was a slam.
Wow,
my friends. I've been slammed. That's a slam. Hello, WAVA, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Elise.
Hi, Elise, where are you from?
Temple Hills.
Okay, what door are you going to be slamming,
my
Elise?
My front door.
Front door, all right. Summon up all your strength.
All right.
Okay, let's hear it.
Very nice. Very nice. Not as close as Rob's, though. I mean,
that was nice, though. Oh. That was very nice. Hold on just 1 second. We know that women are, females are, the weaker sex.
Of course. Everybody knows that. Ain't that right about broads?
Hey, hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is John Brooks.
Hi, John. Where are you from?
Lanham.
Okay, John. What door are you going to be using?
My room door.
Your room door.
Yeah.
Okay, John.
I don't know.
Spend a lot of time in your room with the door shut, son?
Not exactly.
Okay, let's hear it, sir.
All right.
That sounded like something was broken. John?
I think I broke the engine.
All right, hold on, John. Good morning, Slammerama.
Good morning.
Hi, Wava. Who's this? Good morning.
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
Okay, Jim, what door are you going to be using?
I'm going to be using the front door.
Front door, let's hear it, Jim.
All right, here we go.
Wow. You know, we might have to have a slam-off, Don.
We have one more contestant. Let's try one more. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, I was calling for the Slammerama.
Yes, who is this?
Chris.
Okay, Chris, where are you from?
Springfield.
And the door you'll be using, Chris?
My bedroom door.
Your bedroom door, and you are a kid, aren't you?
What?
You are a kid, right?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad in the house?
Yeah.
Sleeping?
My dad is, yeah.
All right, this adds to the tension. Let her rip, kid.
Okay, hold on, here it goes.
Dad's up now. We've got a three-way race here. Hold on a second. I think, however,
mm-hmm.
the young child should be eliminated.
Because of the fact that he is a kid.
I don't mean eliminated. I don't mean he should be eliminated.
Eliminated from the competition, right?
Right. Because, well, if we have him slam again, I mean, his dad's going to get upset with
right,
him.
Right.
So let's go back to
line
to
number
the,
three.
To the kid. Hello, kid?
Yeah.
Hi, hey, listen, kid, we have a prize for you. We have a great prize for you.
Oh, what's that?
We don't want your dad to get mad at you, so you're out of the race, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you want tickets to a new movie?
Sure.
True Believer? Oh, this might be a lousy movie, though. With James Woods and Robert Downey Jr. Oh, well, tough luck. Enjoy it.
All right, thanks.
Hey, maybe it'll be good. I don't know. I just don't happen to like Robert Downey Jr.
Have a good weekend, kid.
All right.
Okay, that's at the Cineplex. Odeon, Wisconsin Avenue Cinemas from Power 105. And really, thank you for listening.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, hold on a second. Diana needs to talk to you. So we're going to go back then to...
Okay, we have Rob Harper from Fairfax on line number three.
Right.
And then on line number six, Jim Spencer, also from Fairfax. This is going to be a Fairfax slam-off, Don.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Okay, who are we going to start with, Mike?
Rob Harper from Fairfax is first in our Slammerama slam-off.
Okay, Rob, you're first. Let her rip.
Okay.
That's resounding.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And our other contestant, Mike?
Jim Spencer, also from Fairfax. Let's play Slammerama, Jim.
All right, hold on.
I believe the clear winner would be Rob Harper from Fairfax, Don.
Yeah!
Oh, the agony of defeat.
You're kidding me.
The agony of defeat. Well, hold on. We'll have a nice prize for both of you. And can we hear the winning slam again?
Again, huh?
Can we hear the winning slam again?
Yeah.
That's worth the pizza. Mike, what is the winning slam won?
Yes, for being our winning contestant on Slammerama, you've won a Chinese pizza to celebrate the Chinese New Year from Shanghai Express. Congratulations, Rob Harper from Fairfax.
Oh, yay.
And how about the agony of defeat guy?
We'll also give him a Chinese pizza.
Yeah, son?
Yeah.
Sir, you also get a Chinese pizza.
Chinese pizza, huh?
Yeah. Can you both slam at the same time for us?
Yeah, on the count of three.
Okay. You guys ready?
Let me fix my deadbolt.
Fix your deadbolt.
Fix his deadbolt.
I wish you wouldn't do that with us in the room, son. Okay, you ready?
Sometimes you just gotta do it.
Okay, one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. I love it.
Tell us
I
who.
Love it. Who plays hot, 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 hot hits? Fellas,
yeah,
who plays hot hits?
WAVA.
Okay, wait a minute. Thank you, guys. Hold on a second. It's a 7:15, and now here is the voice of reason, David Haynes.
When you moved here to Washington, were you shocked when you went house hunting? Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, news update and comment, brought to you by Get In Touch. Get In Touch, the introduction service of the 1990s. Call 1-800-443-DATE. Washington, don't look now, but the Washington area has the highest average. average monthly mortgage payment in the country. The highest average monthly mortgage payment in the country is right here in the Washington area, $1,200. So shows a new study on housing affordability by a national real estate accounting firm. And that's not all. The Washington area also has the highest average salary requirement needed to qualify for a mortgage, $51,500. What's next? Fax machines in some post offices around the country starting this summer. By now you know President Bush calling on Congress to freeze military spending for 1 year so more money can be spent on improving education of our children, stepping up the war on illegal drugs, and cleaning up our environment without raising taxes. And yet Democrats already throwing darts at it. Democrats say they have their own ideas on how to achieve a kinder, gentler nation. I hope they're not taxing ideas. WAVA movers and shakers today. Defense Secretary designate John Tower has told President Bush he, John Tower, has limited himself to 2 drinks a day. Wine only since his cancer surgery a year ago. Jesse Jackson says no way, no way to rumors that he plans to run for mayor of D.C. next year. Oliver North, his Iran-Contra trial on hold until Monday at least. This after Justice Department went to the Federal Appeals Court arguing there are inadequate safeguards to protect national security secrets during Oliver North's testimony. But Federal Appeals Court rejected the argument. So now Justice Department may go all the way to the U.S. Supreme. We'll see. And finally, from Arnold Glasso in today's Wall Street Journal, he says America's number one problem today, America's number one problem is apathy. Few people care, he says. David Haynes. Burnt Toast and Coffee Time. 7:18, 18 after 7. It's Friday!
Hey, look at that lady in the red BMW.
Wow, she's quite a looker.
Hey, is it my imagination or does she keep glancing my way?
I think she wants to change lanes.
No, I think she's interested in me.
Well, why don't you pull up and say hi?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know what I'd say. How do I even know if she's interested in me?
Wouldn't it be nice to read minds or see if that person is interested or if it's a person you'd like to meet? Well, now there's a way with Get In Touch, the introduction service of the 90s. Call 1-800-443-DATE. That's 1-800-443-DATE. And you're automatically registered to win an all-expense-paid trip to the Bahamas. No purchase necessary. When you see the Get In Touch window sticker, just call. Get In Touch will relay as much or as little information between the parties as you want. And there are no doctored videotapes or awkward interviews. And no one can reach you directly. You only talk to the people you're interested in. Call 1-800-443-DATE. Call now and you're registered to win an all-expense-paid trip to the Bahamas. So call 1-800-443-DATE and get in touch.
Hold on a second. I want to bring those two guys together. Ken, where's Kenny the gardener? Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Come on in here, Ken.
Ken, come here.
Ladies and gentlemen, night rocker, nighttime rocker Ken Martin from the WAVA family. Come on in here, Ken. Hi, Ken.
Ken Martin!
Now we're going to call Shadow.
Oh, no.
We're going to get you two guys together to congratulate you on the fine job you did on that commercial.
The WAVA players.
The two guys driving down the road. Oh. I wonder if she's looking at me.
Oh, come on. Are you going to call Sandy, too? She was in on it.
No, it was just you and Bruce doing the dialogue, the two macho guys. Oh, Bruce is out of town.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's on vacation.
Your name, number, and the time that you called, and any short message, and your call will be returned as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Shade. Hey, listen, Don and Mike here, along with Ken Martin, just called to give you one of the first Donnies, one of the very first awards that I'm giving out here at the station for acting excellence for your participation in the commercial for the dating service.
Yeah, we think you should go into summer stock. Really, it's marvelous, marvelous job.
So congratulations. There will be a Donnie on your desk when you come into work. Bye, Bruce. See you Monday. Okay, Ken, congratulations.
All right. I'd like to thank the Academy.
All right, bye, Ken.
Bye.
Kenny the gardener, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he'll be picking up that little gold statuette.
Of me. Naked. Okay, now it's time. Yes, now it's time for Kim.
Oh,
it's 7:28 with the morning zoo. Do I hear those toe tap and touch tones?
Oh, there they are.
Yeah. I thought so. We'll take caller number 105 right now. 432-WAVA. Give everybody an equal chance to win. And all you got to do is tell me the phrase that pays. It's not whatever Maurice said a moment ago.
No, yeah, you'll remember it.
And we'll take caller 105 for $105.
You think that I don't feel love?
Maximum Music, Power 105, possibly the longest. Fingernails in showbiz.
She's lovely. Isn't she marvelous?
Not to be confused with Howard Hughes, who had the longest toenails in showbiz. That was Diana Ross on the Wave Away Back Machine with Don and Mike. It's 29 minutes until 8 o'clock. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, who is this?
This is Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Right now I'm calling from La Fon Plaza.
And what do you do, my friend?
I'm an account executive.
Okay, an account executive. What is the phrase that pays?
Fun in the morning, music all day. I want to find WAVA.
You know, now we have to bring the judges in for a second here.
Oh, my God.
You know, that was close. Well, let's get the main judge.
Wipers! You should be in the back room. Hold on, sir. Frank's coming in, okay?
You know it.
Wipette!
I guess I called Wipette.
Hi.
Hi. Were you listening to this, Diana?
Not really. I didn't hear exactly what he said.
Sir, would you please repeat the phrase that pays?
No, I think it's fun in the morning, music all day. 105, Power 105, WAVA.
Well, that's close.
Well, here's Frank now.
Hey, Frank, all right.
Frank is going to make the final decision.
Frank, your decision is?
It's real close. I don't know. I'm in a good mood. I think he's close enough. He understands the concept, but do you want it to be exact? If it's not exact.
Frank, you make the choice.
Frank, I really think it's your call, and if you think it should be the exact phrase that pays.
Make your decision, Frank.
My decision is it's Friday. I say just give it to him, and let's make him learn it the right way.
Frank, you're such a total wuss. That's why I like you, Frank.
I'm sorry.
Sir, hey, don't be sad, Frank. You've just won this guy $105. Sir. Sir, you win.
All right.
You win $105. And Mike, go ahead. Now correct him. I know you wanted to.
Okay. Music morning, fun time all day. That's it. That's it, sir.
No, sir. Sir.
Fun all morning.
Fun
music
morning.
Music all day.
Music all day.
Power 105.
Power 105.
WAVA.
WAVA.
Now repeat it, sir. Come on.
Fun all morning.
Yeah.
Music all day.
Right.
Power 105.
Right.
WAVA.
Hey, you got it right.
And you've won $105.
Oh, thanks, all right.
Hey, listen, would you do me a favor?
Hey.
Would you put the phone right up to your forehead?
Hey, you bet, man.
Okay.
It's a tragedy, Donnie's not going to be able to spend that $105.
It's true or false time.
Maximum Music, Power 105, Sheena, Easton at 7:37. And good morning, my friends. I'm Donald T. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
And it's fun all morning, music all day. Power 105, WAVA. That is the phrase that pays. That's what you have to say to win the stuff now on Wavos.
And that guy was close enough, I guess, you know.
I guess so.
First morning we've done it in a while, so we get
That's why we have Frank. That's why we have Father Murphy here.
We wouldn't. If it had been
still has the ashes on his forehead.
If it had been our decision, we would not have been as kind, but that's why Frank is here.
That's why we have Frank, though.
7:37 at Wava. We have a lot of stuff that's come this morning. We have George Michael on sports. Mm-hmm. Spouse's Court will be coming up this morning. Cooking with the King. We'll be talking to Elvis Presley and taking the hotline to heaven. And we have the True or False game coming up. And also, Star Talk from Beyond the Grave in our next break here with Warren Freiberg. And just let me say that this morning, Warren will contact the dead spirits of Richard Burton, Elvis Presley,
all right,
Orson Welles.
Oh, boy.
John Belushi. And one that I'm going to save. One that I'm going to save.
A surprise contact.
A surprise ending. One that you will never guess. On Warren Freiberg, Star Talk from Beyond the Grave, which is coming right up here on Wave.
Good
but
stuff.
First, we're ready for the all-new True or False game. We have our contestant standing by. Mike, would you please love me a little bit? I've got a contestant.
Sound like Bob Hope there for a minute.
Yeah, you have that little goo at the corner of your mouth there.
Right, yeah? Yeah, right there. Right, yeah.
On line number four, let's say hi to Brian Bonacci of Alexandria. Brian is a computer scientist in Northwest, and he's 22 years old. Then on line number six, let's say hi to John Jewsbury from Alexandria. John is a lifeguard at a hotel in Arlington, and he's 19 years old. Those are our contestants for the all-new True or False game, Don.
Thank you, Mike. Hello, Brian. Hello, John.
Morning. Morning.
Hello, my friends. All right, here's your chance to win some fabulous prizes. Select them especially for you. Answer these questions to the best of your ability. And whoever has the most correct answers at the end of our speed round will be our grand prize winner. In case we have a tie, we have a bonus tiebreaker question. Here's a couple of warm questions for our announcer, Mike O'Mara. Here's how we play the game. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Roy Rogers eats carrots with every meal.
True.
That is true.
All right.
Mike Wallace wears Hanes boxer shorts, waist size 36.
True.
Again?
True.
Oh, I got both of them right this morning. Oh.
And that's how we play the game. And now we'll start with Brian. Are you ready, Brian?
Sure am.
Peter Falk has a glass eye.
False.
True.
Oh, Brian. John.
Yeah.
John, Harry Belafonte has gotten a vasectomy.
False.
That is false.
Way to go, John. Good answer.
Brian, Paul McCartney speaks Japanese.
That's false.
No, Haro, that is true.
Terribly sorry, Brian.
John, Maury Povich is married to Diane Sawyer.
That sounds pretty true.
Oh.
Sorry, that's false. It's the Chunger, of course. The Chung woman.
The woman of
Chungstinia. Connie Chung. And back to Brian now. Mike, what's our score?
We have John with one, Brian just watching.
All right, Brian. Fawn Hall has a new TV show that she will be co-hosting with Steve Garvey.
I'll say that's true.
That is true.
Way to go. Good job, Brian.
John, Ed Meese has a new talk show. He'll be co-hosting with Monty Hall.
Well, I'll have to call that false.
Good call.
Yeah, what's our score, Mike?
John with two. Brian on the board with just one correct answer.
All right, Brian, here's one just for you. Andy Williams is dead.
False.
That is false. He's alive.
Good job, Brian.
John, Jamie Farr graduated from Yale University.
That's a tough one. I'll have to say it's true.
Oh, no, that wasn't a tough one at all, John.
No,
Ohio State.
I'm just a lifeguard.
Yeah, okay, Brian. Brian, what's our score, Mike? This is the last question.
We have a tie score, each contestant with two correct answers, Don.
All right, Brian, Kenny Rogers speaks Russian.
False.
That is false.
All right.
John. Tom Cruise has a small tattoo on his left ankle.
False.
True.
Oh, no.
Tied?
No, it's not tied. Well, the winner is, with three correct answers, it's Brian Bonacci of Alexandria. You're our grand prize winner.
What a comeback.
Congratulations. You must be thrilled. And John?
Ecstatic.
John, hold on. We'll have something for you. Mike, why don't you please tell Brian now what he's won?
All right, Brian. For being the winner on the all-new True or False game, you've won a pair of tickets to see True Believers, starring James Woods and Robert Downey Jr. February 16th at the Cineplex Odeon, Wisconsin Avenue Cinemas from Power 105. Congratulations.
I'm speechless.
You sound thrilled. John, here's your chance to win. A consolation prize will give you the tiebreaker question.
All right.
True or false, the combined weight of Bob Barker and Alex Trebek comes to 309 pounds.
That's false.
That is true.
Oh, no. So sorry, John.
Well, give John some Virginia Slims tickets then, Mike.
All right, John, it's your consolation prize. You won a pair of tickets to see the top pros like Steffi Graf, Pam Shriver, and Zena Garrison compete in the Virginia Slims of Washington at the Patriot Center February 16th from Power 105. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You must be thrilled. Fellas, fellas, who plays hot hits?
WAVR 105.
Right, and don't forget the all-new True or False game is a Mark Goodson.
Bill Totman.
Television.
Production.
And
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, fellas, hold on a second. 7:42, we got a break for commercials. We're going to come back, and speaking of Connie Chung and Maury Povich, as we were a moment ago,
yes,
we're going to give away a Sony Mega Watchman, which includes a 4.5-inch screen and an FM-AM receiver. It's a nice little Sony Watchman TV.
We're going to play the headline game? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, that really cheesy game we play with a current affair. So you call right now at 432-WAVA. We'll take caller number 15.
And now we're making one more phone call while we have the time. Calling Maury Povich?
No, not calling Maury. Calling my version of Connie Chung.
All right.
My Connie Chung.
Your Chunger.
Yeah, my Chung woman of love. The woman of Chungstinia at my home.
Hello?
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. I was just fantasizing you were Connie Chung there for a moment.
Thanks.
Hi, how you feeling today?
Slowly but surely. I'm getting better.
You know, Frida has had this pinched nerve.
Still? That's still bothering you.
In her neck, yes, and it's still bothering her.
Yeah, I wear this really attractive neck brace around.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she looks great at it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought you were being a little lighthearted when you were talking about the love life at home.
Oh, no, I had mentioned that. We've given up sex for Lent.
Well, until one or the both of us is completely well, and that'll probably be the course of Lent.
Well, I told you the other day that I was perfectly feeling okay up to it.
Yeah, but you know, with this neck, with a pinched nerve, I have to lie, like, perfectly still when I'm laying down with my head propped just at the right angle. So
what would be different?
So, if that's the way you want to do it, we can do it that way.
Well, it would be no different.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth. Listen, the reason I called.
You know, maybe you could use that neck brace as a marital aid. You know?
I don't have your imagination. Like, I can't imagine. I'm not following you.
It's just a little exciting.